أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى: إنما أعظكم بواحدة أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى ثم تتفكروا. We are in this chapter that we should ponder and meditate in the creation of Allah Ta'ala, and that is to reach from the creation to the Creator. Non-believers also work in the creation. They use all the raw materials purchased to make other things of this dunya. So they go from the creation to the creation. We are required really that we go from the creation to the Creator. We recognize the Creator. And we use dunya's things to reach akhirat, not to use dunya's things just for dunya, to make our dunya comfortable, pleasant, etc., though it is permitted. But the actual object is that we use dunya to gain akhirat. We see the creation in order to reach the Creator. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala commands in this ayat, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةً. Say to them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that I advise you and I ask of you just one thing. And what is that one thing? أَنْ تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَى. And that you stand up for Allah Ta'ala singularly or more than one, plural, whichever way. Think for yourself, think in groups and get together and think, ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا, and then ponder and meditate in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And the direct revelation of this ayat is that with regard to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they used to say very terrible things about Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Allah says, think for yourself, individually also, collectively, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born amongst you, amongst the people of Makkah. He grew up amongst you. His life is like an open book in front of you. How can you say all your terrible things about him? You can see for yourself, just think a little bit. So using this faculty of thinking, we should use it, and we should use it with the correct formulas in order to come to the correct results and conclusions. Like Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, if you want to see the heavenly objects in the sky, the stars, etc., then don't use a microscope. And when you want to see fine things like germs, etc., don't use a telescope. Use the correct means, and then you'll come to the correct results. If you want to see the stars and all everything what is happening in the sky, and you use a microscope, you might think you are very clever and you have got a lot of knowledge, but your results will be completely wrong. And if you want to see what things there are, germs, etc., the molecules, etc., and you use a telescope for that, also you come to the complete wrong conclusion. In these things, as Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. About dunya's things they know, and that also very limited. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They want to see akhirat with the eyes of this dunya. Well, to see akhirat, we need the eyes of the heart. And we have to see that we believe, which the first thing Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those people who believe in the unseen. You have to use your eyes of the heart, then you will be able to see akhirat. And you'll have your complete conviction. With the eyes of this dunya, we will see dunya's things only. And we need to see that, and we also need to see Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala cannot see, be seen with this eyes of our head. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk, that, oh Allah, let me see you. Allah Ta'ala says that you cannot see me. In other words, with this eyes of this dunya, in this dunya you cannot see me. But you can see me with the eyes of the heart. That is, you have full conviction. So we should also ponder in all our matters and use the correct means, and then we'll come to the correct conclusion. Otherwise, our whole life, we will just be spending it like ullu ka chakkar. like that cow or that crushes the wheat in the days of the past, they should be fastened around the pole and the wheat should be put under its legs and it should walk around the whole day. The whole day it walked, but it is just where it is still. It hasn't reached anywhere. So like that, if we also use all our faculties in this creation, we will just remain in the creation. But we use it in order to reach the Creator, then very soon, or very, very soon, a person will reach the Creator. And he who has found the Creator and has made his connection with his Creator has found everything. And a person who might have found everything of this dunya, he can even own the whole dunya. But if he hasn't found Allah, he has found nothing whatsoever. So we have to work and we have to use the faculties Allah gave us to meditate and ponder in order to find Allah Ta'ala, in order to see our road to Akhirat, the reality of Akhirat, not just in this dunya and we just live for this dunya, but that we prepare for the Akhirat. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says very beautifully that just you meditate and ponder individually or collectively and directly about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and indirectly about all the matters of deen. You can see clearly that Allah Ta'ala خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. The whole world Allah has created for you. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. And you have been created for the Akhirah. We haven't been created to get involved in the dunya and just be busy with dunya all the time. We have been created for the Akhirah, and that is what we must go to. From the creation, that we have to reach the Creator, we have to reach Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the reality for which Allah Ta'ala has put us in this world, and this quality of meditating, pondering, using our brains and using it in the correct way and coming to the right conclusions. And also that whatever Allah has given us, that we use it to make our Akhirat, our eternal life. In that, our life of this dunya also becomes very pleasant and comfortable. And when we just use it for the dunya, our dunya also lands us up in drugs, in alcohol, in humanizing, in gambling. Our life of this dunya is also totally destroyed. We land up with AIDS. We land up with all other terrible diseases. But if we prepare for Akhirat, Allah saves us from all this. And then we live peacefully in with our families, in our society, everywhere. And our path to Akhirat is made perfectly and correctly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. سبحان الله